defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
That's right, sitting in for Alex Jones today. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, but we will be hearing from Alex in the second hour. Alex will be joining us, and we've got a report coming up from Paul Joseph Watson and Millie Weaver. But before I get started on all of that, anybody who is politically active at all in the public eye for Donald Trump has experienced some hate or violence or harassment in some way, shape, or form against them. And while I don't want to sit here and make comparisons to the past, I do want to point out the obvious, and I do want to show the facts. Trump supporters are the number one most targeted group of any identity in America today. And so another video is going viral right now. And so what does this make it? About 100, 200, 500, 1,000? Breitbart still has the rap sheet. It's approaching 1,000. It's well over that. Those are just documented cases. I have 5 documented cases on my own. I haven't even submitted to their list of all the attacks against Trump supporters. But here in this latest video, it's just the epitome of where we're at in this country. And look, I'm a liberal socially. I don't care what you do with your body or your hair or your eyes or, you know, whatever. But this video of a woman, or I guess I shouldn't say that. I don't know. I don't want to claim to know this person's identity. Harassing a Latino woman because she's wearing a Trump hat at the post office is the epitome of where we're at in a progressive liberal leftist versus a conservative. Watch this viral video.
Don't touch me. I have a right not to be harassed. You have no reason to harass me because of my hat. It doesn't matter. You have no reason to harass me just because I'm wearing a Trump hat. What is wrong with you?
It's mentally deranged people.
Yes, you did.
That's a mentally ill person right there. Office worker comes over or wherever they're at. That's a deranged individual. That's a sad victim of the New World Order. You know, it's sad, but we actually, this is what it's come down to. You have to wear out Trump hats and InfoWars shirts to draw demons out into the public eye so that people can see them.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, it's an honor to be at the helm of this ship here today at Infowars.com. Here on this Sunday, April 7th, 2019, in the United States of America. Where we are at a pivotal point in our nation's history. And it'd be impossible to try to break down how we got here in just one segment or even one show. But everybody has either known of or felt all the corruption getting worse and worse in this country. And as the corruption in D.C. got worse, the agendas to cover it up in the media got worse, and then they just kind of grew together, and then big agriculture, big tech all got involved. And so now it's just totally corrupted everything in the West, and the Republic, the people, are now awakening to it and fighting back. And the election of Donald Trump was the threshold of that representation. And so now the establishment is doing everything they can to try to quell this American Revolution that's happening right under them that they cannot allow. And so while that's going on, though, all the other corruption is starting to come out. And you're starting to see it. And the people are starting to see it with Covington Catholic and that hoax, and Jussie Smollett and that hoax, and the Democrats wanting a wide open border, telling you there's nothing to see here. And on and on. Democrats saying America was never great. But what do we, the people, do? Where are we, the people, at right now? Because the average citizen can't do too much about what's going on in D.C. on a day-to-day basis. But there are other things that you can do. And I can't believe that it's actually reached this point. But it's now, I think, time for Americans to wear Trump hats out and InfoWars shirts, or just any conservative, you know, paraphernalia shirt, hat, ball cap, whatever. Because I realized something really a couple weeks ago after I witnessed something, but it's even clearer to me now after I aired this video in the last segment. I'm going to air it again. The average American is still obsessed with baseball or basketball or, you know, their favorite pop star or TV icon or whatever. And that's not to say they're a bad person. It's just the truth. But let me tell you something. When you're out in public and you see a demon creature like this crazed individual at the post office respond to a Trump hat, something clicks. Something awakens. That pilot light turns back on. And there's a survival instinct at the very core of your DNA that's just been itching. It's like when your arm falls asleep. And an instance like this wakes it up, gets the blood flowing again. Because like I said, the average American folks, they just want to do their thing, have their life, and watch their favorite baseball team play today and have a beer. Or go to their daughter's piano recital. Or their son's soccer game. And you know what? They've been able to tune out of the world that they know is so corrupt. But it's starting to infiltrate and infiltrate, and the walls are starting to close in, so more people are waking up. The average American doesn't give a damn if you wear a Trump hat. But let me tell you something. The average American does care when they see a demon freak come out at the sight of a Trump hat. And so it's time for America to wake up. Now, you could say feminism killed femininity. But I have the proof. Now, I already aired this. We're going to air this one more time. And then we've got a powerful report from Paul Joseph Watson coming up, Millie Weaver coming up, and Alex Jones joining us in the second hour. But what do you think just the average American is thinking when they witness this deranged individual, woman, man, I don't know, probably a woman that's been victimized by modern feminism that now is looking like a man. So feminism has now killed femininity, and now modern day feminists actually are more masculine than an average man. Modern day feminists actually want to look like men. Now, how is that feminism? It's not. It's brainwashing. It's Satan. So look at this demon creature. A Mexican-American woman is wearing a Trump hat. I believe this is at the post office somewhere. I'm not even sure where this is. And some enraged psychopath, I don't know, man or woman, probably a woman victimized by modern-day feminism that wants to be a man because she wants to dominate. And that's all it is. So she's here to dominate you. And this Mexican woman probably's got long hair, maybe wearing some makeup, some lipstick, maybe she's got some earrings. Actually looks like a woman. And so this sick anti-feminine feminist is triggered by a Trump hat. And the average American sees this and says, what in the hell is happening in this country? So look at this Mexican-American lady wearing a Trump hat at the post office. An anti-feminine feminist loses her mind.
I have a right not to be harassed. You have no reason to harass me because of my ass. It doesn't matter. You have no reason to harass me just because I'm wearing a Trump hat. What is wrong with you?
I didn't harass her.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
I saw it. Did I say anything?
Yes, you did. You have no reason to harass me.
It's time to expose and film these people. It's time to send the demons back to hell.
Exactly. Do not harass me because of my hat. I don't care if you don't agree with it. I have the right to wear it.
Okay, racist.
Okay, racist. I'm a Mexican racist against a white. I'm a Mexican racist against a white like you.
Pause it real quick. So here's a white man woman telling a Mexican woman that she's racist. Because, see, that's the thing. These people don't even know what racism is. It's just like a safety net buzzword response when they have no intellect left to go to. So the real racist is this pig demon creature telling this Mexican-American that she's not allowed to wear a Trump hat. That's the real racist, but there's nothing upstairs for her. Totally brainwashed, this individual. Go back to it.
I know, public office. And you should lay your hands on me. I don't care what
you say. I didn't lay my hands on you.
I didn't even think of you.
Look, I said, now shoving the woman.
What is wrong with you?
Shoving her hands in the camera.
No more. That's it. Where's my receipt? Let's go.
Look at you.
Now demanding that the Indian American post office worker work faster.
With the president's name on it. Look at you shaking.
Yeah, we're going to make you real famous, aren't we? That is the face of progressive liberalism right there. In fact, that is the embodiment, pun fully intended, of progressive liberalism right there.
Don't ever lay a hand on me. You hear me? Don't ever lay a hand on me.
Nobody touched.
You psycho.
Nobody touched.
I don't care.
It's time to take action, America, and it is as simple as wearing out a shirt or a hat. I'm not even kidding you. And I'm telling you, it's time to bring these demons out and summon them right back to the depths that they came from. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Go get a t-shirt from InfoWarsStore.com. Any of our Trump t-shirts, any of our conservative t-shirts, wear it out in public. And when one of these deranged leftists gets in your face and starts having a psychotic breakdown, you film them and you say, I pray for you that the devil leave your soul.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
world is turning. And if you're not grounded or centered or connected to God, you're going to get dizzy, confused, and disoriented. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex today, I'm Owen Schroyer. We will be hearing from Alex in the second hour. And we will be hearing from Paul Joseph Watson in just a minute. And then Millie Weaver has a breaking report that, well, I mean, as a white male, there's nothing I can do to not be bad. And so now the left wants me to stop eating. Because apparently when I eat as a white male, I'm causing climate change. So apparently I should just die. And then maybe the sun will quit burning and volcanoes will quit exploding. And cows will stop farting. So, I've covered this video of this deranged leftist, a victim of modern feminism, a victim of modern liberal progressivism, a victim of the devil, where now feminists are the most anti-feminine people you'll ever find, modern-day feminists. They hate femininity. But I need to digress off that. There's some other news I need to get to, but folks, obviously, you know about the censorship that's happening right now and the attacks that we're under. I don't need to tell you about that. And so your support at InfoWarsStore.com is not just appreciated, but necessary to keep us on air. And the specials that we've been running for the last couple weeks have been ridiculous, but they are about to come to an end probably at midnight tonight. So, InfoWarsStore.com, ending soon. Save the First Amendment specials. 50% off all InfoWars Life supplements. Up to 60% off top sellers like BrainForce Plus, the elite of the elite when it comes to telomere support, DNA Force Plus. Just read all the science behind the ingredients in DNA Force Plus. And this deal on DNA Force Plus right now is as good as it gets. Perhaps the best deal you can find at InfoWarsStore.com right now. That's really saying something. This is the elite of the elite right now. You buy five bottles of DNA Force Plus right now for the price of one of the leading competitor. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. And I think it's time for people to start wearing out hats and t-shirts with conservative messages to trigger the left and then catch them on camera and film them. Now, see, because there's different levels of censorship. And at a certain political correct breaking point in our own consciousness, we all kind of decide, all right, I don't want to wear the Trump hat out because a bunch of leftists are going to get triggered and cause a scene. And so now you're censoring your free speech because a bunch of mentally ill people can't handle it. But really, they've been brainwashed by the media. I mean, that's the truth. You heard the lady in that video. The president's racist. Well, the president's not racist. You're just a complete idiot that fell for the brainwashing. So I think it's time to stop censoring ourselves. And it's time to start wearing out InfoWars t-shirts, Trump hats. I mean, we've got shirts, reelect 45, that'll get them going. I stand with Trump, that'll really trigger them. They're on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So, it's time to just get active in the streets, folks. Not violently, because that's the thing, you don't have to do anything. You just show up wearing an InfoWars shirt and these people lose their mind and you have a viral video. And then, it's like, I would say five minds on average, conservatively. Every viral video of a leftist losing their you-know-what because they see a Trump hat or an InfoWars shirt gets five more people to go from neutral to pro-America, pro-Trump. Or just proactive, just from dormant to active. And it's probably 500 people when you get one of these viral videos. That's how you win the culture war. What do you think people are going to do in response to a video of you out in an InfoWars shirt and some deranged leftist with a butch cut that looks like a 4-year-old pear that's the weight sank? What do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to say, wow, that that deranged looking fellow lady, I'm with her. She's right to be so offended and screaming at that Mexican-American lady. She's right to be so deranged over a Trump hat. Yep. Or do you think the average American's going to see that and say, what is wrong with that individual? What is the problem with that individual? Something is wrong with her. She needs help. Oh my gosh, is this what the left has become in this country? Is this what the anti-Trump movement really is? Wow, that's scary stuff. So it's just time to get active, folks. Spread the links to Infowars.com. Tell your friends and family about Infowars.com. Go to your local city council. Organize at a local level. Become that person in your community that wears the Trump hat out. Be that guy. Be that woman. You'll inspire people. You know what? Maybe that's a little more of a difficult day. Maybe there's more obstacles now because you choose to do that. But guess what? Perseverance is the road to victory. So it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got something kind of planned for tomorrow. I'll just leave it at that. Be on the lookout for tomorrow morning. I'll be also filling in for Alex. We'll be hearing from Alex tomorrow on the Alex Jones Show as well. But I got a little something I'm going to do tomorrow morning before we come in as just an example of just some of the stuff you can do. So, I mean, here at InfoWars, I mean, I put my money where my mouth is, folks. I don't just tell you to go get politically active. I don't just tell you to go wear a Trump hat. I do it. I produce the content. I inspire others. Now you go out there and inspire others. You go out there and be the dormant voice. You go out there and activate other patriots. Now, when we come back, I'm going to play the Paul Joseph Watson latest report on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It looks like she's really degrading right now. She went from kind of happy-go-lucky congresswoman to kind of young, ignorant congresswoman to kind of deranged leftist congresswoman to then potentially corrupt leftist congresswoman to then totally exposed puppet congresswoman to then, even worse than we expected. It looks like she maybe guilty of FEC violations, congresswoman, to now, oh my God, is that congresswoman on meth? And so in her latest video, she's literally on the floor of her apartment, eating off the floor, talking about God knows what. So, yeah, there's the chipmunk meth head right there. Like if Alvin and the Chipmunks did meth, you would find Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez eating nuts off the floor, doing a live stream from her den that she burrowed. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, what will Chipmunk Cortez do next? Oh, actually, I've already asked her because she's announced that she's an herbalist. And so I was hoping that she could actually grow some weed for me. She must get the good stuff. I mean, she's got to get the good stuff, right? And so she's just announced she's got her own community garden now. So I was hoping that maybe she'll be growing some of that good stuff that she partakes in maybe for the rest of us. She just announced that on Twitter that she's growing a community garden. So hey, who knows what might sprout up in that garden? You know what I'm saying? But Paul Joseph Watson the Great has just filed a new report in response to the latest madness from Alexandria Occasional Cortex. Here is the latest report from Paul Joseph Watson.
So apparently, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez think she's black.
The fight's been long, y'all. This is what organizing looks like.
That's right.
This is what building power looks like. I'm proud to be a bartender. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I haven't heard an accent that fake since Hillary Clinton overdosed on hot sauce.
I don't feel no ways tired.
But wait, according to AOC, anyone who claims she's putting on a black accent is a conspiracy theorist. She says she speaks the same, no matter the audience. Really? Okay, so let's compare her saying the word like to a white person during a CBS News interview.
I like the fruit roll-ups.
Yeah. Oh, I like the like.
To her saying the word like to a room full of black people.
This is what building power looks like.
Let's play a game of spot the difference.
Like.
Yeah, maybe I'm just hearing things, but I detect a slight deviation there.
Just like, it's like.
As much as the right wants to distort and deflect, I am from the Bronx. I act and talk like it, especially when I'm fired up and especially when I'm home.
Okay, you're from the Bronx, which is 43% black, so that would make sense. Wait a minute. You spent most of your childhood growing up in Yorktown Heights, which is, drumroll please, 90% white and only 2.4% African American. So if you act and talk like you're from the Bronx, which is what you claim, then you must be acting and talking like a 5-year-old child, because that's when you left the Bronx. Wait a minute, that actually makes sense.
And like, it's like, you know, blah, blah, blah.
So essentially, AOC is telling us that she talks and acts like a 5-year-old black kid.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
What's next? Is she gonna go full Rachel Dolezal and get the boot polish out? Maybe she can ask for tips from Governor Ralph Northam. Is she gonna start dropping N-word bombs?
I'm gonna say the N-word.
There's actually more footage from that AOC speech which the media didn't show you. But I can.
When was the last time a white lady picked up after you when you threw your orange soda and your grape sodas on the ground?
Apparently, she's also been lined up for a debate appearance on Dr. Phil.
Catch me outside, how about that?
But then again, according to AOC, debating her is catcalling. So maybe not.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Rumor has it that AOC has already selected her running mate for a future presidential campaign.
Booyakasha! Professor G in the house, aight?
Although he faces some stiff competition from Woe Vicky.
Hey, you guys, welcome back. Today I'll be showing you how to slay a black girl like mine's edges.
There's nothing wrong with working retail, folding clothes for other people to buy.
Yeah, maybe you should have thought of that when you cost New Yorkers 25,000 jobs by getting that Amazon HQ cancelled. But none of this matters to AOC anyway, because remember, being morally right is more important than being factually correct.
I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct than about being morally right.
But being factually correct is important.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So I can factually state that she's faking a black accent.
Looks like.
But she's still morally superior because reasons or something.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But does it really surprise anyone that a Democrat is once again pandering to African Americans by feigning relatability? A recent Yale study found that liberals deliberately dumb down their vocabulary when speaking to black people compared to conservatives who don't. So while they'll virtue signal until they're blue in the face about how much they respect minorities, when they actually speak to minorities, they immediately adopt the bigotry of low expectations. Does it surprise anyone that AOC is once again feigning relatability? Seriously, how many tedious Instagram videos of your private life is too many? And how does someone who apparently lives with the existential terror of the entire world coming to an end in 12 years go through the meaningless drudgery of putting together IKEA furniture?
Like, at least I don't do what Border Patrol do, you know? Like, for real? They're out there and they're actually, like, checking how brown kids are. And if they're brown enough, swear to God, they will check, and if they're brown enough, they inject them with needles at the border. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong while I build this furniture.
Unfortunately for AOC, the same number of people convinced by her fake accent were convinced by her Green New Deal. That would be zero, which, despite what the media told you, is the same number of conservatives who were triggered by that dancing video. That would also be zero. I had less confidence in that fake accent than I would entering a Venezuelan shopping mall in the hope of buying toilet paper, which is less than zero.
Wow. Boy, AOC, she is really having a tough time, isn't she? Well, it's hard. It's even harder for her. But Don Lemon came to her defense. And, Don Lemon doesn't think it's a fake accent.
I'm proud to be a bartender.
You're not, a bartender now. So
there's
stop slandering
wrong
bartenders.
Working retail, folding clothes for other people to buy.
No one said
there was. There is nothing wrong with preparing the food that your neighbors will eat.
No one said there was.
There is nothing wrong with being a working person in the United States of America.
No one said there was.
Affectologist?
Actually, they did.
So, here's what.
Wait! Stop! Hold up! Whoa! Was that actually Don Lemon's response to this? Go ahead and rewind that. Okay. For radio listeners, that was a Don Lemon 10 seconds. It's like, is he trying out to be an Alvin and the Chipmunks? Is the entire Democrat Party Alvin and the Chipmunks now? Listen, this is Don Lemon weeping or moaning. I don't even know what this is. Listen to this.
Affectologist. So. Here's what
we're talking. No, stop it. Go back. No, go back. I want to play it again. I don't even want to hear from Don Lemon. I just want to hear this laugh. This laugh is like meme legend. This is like the perfect radio drop for like a fake laugh. Hold on, play it.
Affectologist? So, here's what we're talking about. We're talking about code switching, right?
A little Everybody. Bit.
You do it. We no. all do it. Yes, you do. When you say, when you're on and you're going, oh, this is Fugazi. That's
Italian. Switching. You don't know that.
You're talking Italian when you do that.
But
that's
I am
switching.
Italian.
Yeah,
but
the Cuomo's grandfather is literally off the boat from Italy.
The allegation is she's affecting a black scent, what they're saying.
Well, are you saying all black people speak Southern?
No. Me? No.
I don't think there's anything wrong. Listen, there's a difference between mocking someone mm-hmm. or a group of people. And knowing your audience.
Yes.
You have to, and reading the crowd.
Yes.
She's speaking to a group of black people from New York, where she is from. She's at Al Sharpton's event. She's from the Bronx.
Yes.
If you are from the Bronx.
The boogie down Bronx.
No, she's not.
You have hung out with black people, and that is not the first time she has used that accent. Trust me.
So she fakes it before?
Waging war on corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, I think that the left wants white men to just die. Because now they're saying that white men's diets are causing global warming. And if global warming is going to kill the planet in 10 years, well, I'm not sure how good they are at math. But I think we can all see where that formula takes somebody like me. No, the truth is these people are just mentally deranged. And the average American doesn't care what your skin color is. That's only all of these leftist racists out there that are obsessed with identity because they can't even get comfortable in their own skin. But here is Millie Weaver with the latest report. White people's diets is causing climate change.
So stop eating all that steak and eat some soy, white boy. The science is in. White people food is killing the planet. Just when you thought you heard it all, the scientific community has determined white American food choices help cause climate change.
It's very clear that whites are responsible for the majority of greenhouse gases emitted as a result of their food choices,
researchers write. SJW researchers write. Talk about flagellation legislation. Are they trying to suggest that white people pass more gas than other races? Let me guess. Fart privilege? Just say it.
A just-published study finds that more greenhouse gases are emitted during the typical diet of a white American than that of a Hispanic or African American.
How appropriate. We turn racial issues into a food fight.
Food fight!
A research team from the University of Chicago, Illinois, reports, while the differences may not be enormous, it's very clear that whites are responsible for the majority of greenhouse gases emitted as a result of their food choices. Wow, you mean like the globalized industrial food complex? If everyone in the world went on this ideal vegan diet that leftists are pushing, it would require a multinational shipping effort from the farthest reaches of the earth for everyone to just have their groceries on their table. You don't think that's going to cause climate change, do you? Just pause for a moment and reflect upon the irony of that fact. The researchers focused on foods that are considered environmentally intense in that they require more water, land, or energy to produce and thus contribute more greenhouse gases to the environment. Ironically, they indirectly point to the industrial farming practices as the problem, yet they directly blame the people who, in my opinion, are victims of Big Agra's impact on the environment. Family farms, local food markets, etc. America traditionally was a major agricultural producer, at one time being the world's largest supplier of food. The number of small family-operated farms that have given way to industrial mega farms is the problem, not white food. This is what's negatively impacting the earth, not these people. Give me a break.
Jokes about white people's love for Wonder Bread turn out to be entirely appropriate.
Racial jokes are okay against whites since their diet is among the number one causes of climate change. Who's buying this? Actually, now that I think about it, who's paying for this? Oh, what do you know? Bayer Monsanto helped fund this study. What a surprise. Classic Hegelian dialectic. Monsanto is literally creating the problem they're offering to fix at the expense of not just white people, but everyone. The study states, we find that identifying and developing leaders who possess the cognitive and interpersonal capacity to manage many variables is key to assessing and selecting adaptation options in the planning phase. In other words, they need another handful of Jonathan Grubers to sell this bullshit idea. Remember him?
We also propose using government programming to encourage environmentally friendly food purchasing behavior.
You don't think AOC is one of their BS artists, do you?
Is really about the fact that we need to innovate on our technology. You know, right. Obviously, like I had a staffer, you know, release a document that talked about cow flatulence, but
which is an issue. I just want to say,
which is an issue. But here's
it sounds
the thing.
Ridiculous, but it literally is
but
an it, issue.
But it actually is an issue.
Then we discuss how our proposals could be used in adaptation, feasibility, and evaluation activities in the managing phase to facilitate the development of improved climate change adaptation and policy. By establishing a cross-disciplinary methodological approach to addressing socio-ecological problems.
What is this pompous bullshit that these SJWs write? Oh my gosh, this is what happens when people cheat their way into university.
We will have to mobilize our entire economy around saving ourselves and taking care of this planet.
Okay, I get it. They want to take a bunch of issues that on the surface look innocent and unrelated, but in fact are part of a complex agenda to control every aspect of human life, including what you eat. So what kind of diet do these control freaks want us to have?
Adopting more plant-based diets for ourselves could reduce the greenhouse gas emissions of the food system by more than half. A mainly plant-based diet could also reduce other environmental impacts.
Yes, the prison food diet, known as Kong Bap. This dish is so notorious in the Korean prison system that the phrase meaning to eat kongbap translates colloquially as to be imprisoned. But let's not stop there. This obviously is a push towards veganism as a global diet. And no, soy sausage, faux turkey, tofurkey, and Soylent Green do not count as meat.
Professor Ikeda has invented the first steaks based on proteins from human excrement. Professor Ikeda believes the main problem is the psychological barrier.
That isn't meat. And I'm not eating it. Why do vegans who hate the idea of consuming meat mold their soy into imitation meat? They can mold it into virtually anything, but they mold it into meat. It's because we are supposed to eat meat as humans. There's now a large ex-vegan movement on the internet after many of these vegan trendies are discovering that they're suffering from malnourishment and major health problems because of their vegan diet. Many of them now are switching back to consuming meat and dairy products and finding that it is a necessary component to human health. Some of these vegans have lost teeth, have had organ failure, thyroid failure, and many severe malnourishment problems from switching to veganism. Because there are simply things found in animal products that you cannot get from a vegan diet.
Livestock accounts for a little over 14% of global greenhouse gas emissions. It's about equal to transportation. We're talking all the cars, trucks, planes, trains, and ships on the planet combined. Ruminant animals like cows and sheep, they're just gassy. And the methane they produce is at least 25 times more potent than carbon dioxide. Plus, it takes a lot of land, fertilizer, and about 1 billion tons of grain to feed all that livestock.
And you could feed 3.5 billion people with that grain.
Wow, what a business model, Monsanto. Cut out the ranchers and the cows and just directly feed people your GMO grains.
The U.S. actually has one of the highest meat footprints per capita. Vegan is the way to go for the least impact on the planet.
A diet that people will find out the hard way is bad for their health, thus requiring them to take more of Big Pharma's pills. I wonder if Big Pharma's in on this deal. Then when we all complain, the globalists will just offer us burgers.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And there were no cows harmed in the making of Beto O'Rourke's campaign ad. But Millie breaks it down there how they, first of all, they just blame white people for everything, but that's irrelevant. When it comes to the actual diet aspect of this, she had an interesting breakdown. And it reminded me of this story that was in the news a couple weeks ago about a popular YouTuber, Ravana, who was eating fish in a video on someone else's blog post. And so she's, you know, she claims she's a big vegan, only eats vegan, says that that's how she got so beautiful or whatever. And, you know, she's an attractive young girl. And it turns out she's eating fish in this video. So everybody freaked out. And she says, well, I'm sorry. I couldn't do the vegan diet anymore because I quit having my period. So, yeah, the vegan diet doesn't work for all people. Now, I know people that take the vegan diet and then it works for them totally and they're totally healthy. It doesn't work for everybody. If I tried to go vegan, I don't even know if I'd be alive right now. I need meat. I need cow meat.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Alex Jones will be joining us in the next segment. But first, Devin Nunes has just made 8 criminal referrals, including 3 targeting conspiracy and global leaks. This is breaking. He was on Fox News over the weekend. Here's how that went.
So we've been working on this for 2.5 years, compiling information, right, as we've continued this investigation. We couldn't really send these criminal referrals over without an attorney general in place. So we're prepared this week to notify the attorney general that we're prepared to send those referrals over and brief him if he wishes to be briefed. We think they're pretty clear. But as of right now, this may not be all of them, but this cleans up quite a bit. We have 8 referrals that we're prepared to send over to the Attorney General this week.
All right, so you've got 8 referrals that you're going to send over to the AG this week. Go through those referrals. These are criminal referrals. 2 of them I know are about conspiracy. What can you tell us? Tell us as much as you can in terms of breaking this news this morning that you are prepared to send over 8 criminal referrals next week. What are they, Congressman?
So I would say that, first of all of these are classified or sensitive, and so because a lot of them could contain sensitive or classified information. 5 of them are what I would call straight-up referrals, so just referrals that name someone and name the specific crimes. Those crimes are lying to Congress, misleading Congress, leaking classified information. So 5 of them are those types. There are 3 that I think are more complicated. So you mentioned conspiracy. So the question on conspiracy is what, you know, there's the conspiracy statute, and then what do they need to look at under that statute? So on the first one is FISA abuse and other matters. We believe there was a conspiracy to lie to the FISA court, mislead the FISA court by numerous individuals that all need to be investigated and looked at. And we believe the statute is the conspiracy statute. The second conspiracy one is involving manipulation of intelligence. That also could ensnarl many Americans. And so that's kind of the second one. As you know, we've had a lot of concerns with the way intelligence was used. So that would be kind of the 2 conspiracy recommendations, referrals that we're making. The third is what I would call a global leak referral. So there are about a dozen highly sensitive, classified information leaks that were given to only a few reporters over the last 2.5+ years. So, you know, we don't know if there's actually been any leak investigations that have been open, but we do believe that we've got pretty good information and a pretty good idea of who could be behind these leaks. Doesn't mean we know all the people that are behind the leaks, because, you know, when you read these, a lot of these, they're always anonymous sources. And they always say something to the effect of current and former senior officials. So we think we've got a pretty good idea of who some of the sources are behind these leaks. We don't know if the Department of Justice has been looking at these, but, you know, there's just been unprecedented things have happened, and all this close with this. You had conversations with the President of the United States and the Prime Minister of Australia leak. You had leaks of the president talking, President Trump talking to the Mexican president leak. We all know the travesty of General Flynn. Nobody knows where those supposed transcripts came from. So those are just, you know, kind of 3 examples that are absolutely horrific. But there's things that are even worse that were leaked. And there's only a couple, 2 or 3 reporters involved in this. And so it wouldn't be hard to get to the bottom of. But you've got to, so, you know, we're prepared to make those 8 referrals this week. So the 2 on conspiracy, the 1 on global leaks, and then 5 that are more specific on lying, leaking, and misleading Congress.
Wow. Now, we can only speculate as to who those names might be, but I bet you if we came together and put together a list of 20 names, I bet you we'd be pretty close. But Alex Jones joins us in the next segment to break it down. Don't go anywhere.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The senior Republican leader on the House Judiciary Committee, Congressman Devin Nunes of California, just referred 6 criminal complaints to the Justice Department and the FBI, specifically naming names and laying out a conspiracy to overthrow the elected president of the United States and violate the rights of every American citizen, also showing how there were criminal leaks that the deep state also then perjured themselves on. The full article is up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And it's in some of the Washington papers, but it's getting almost no coverage in the national controlled press. This is so massive. You never saw in the entire 3-year witch hunt that was going on even before President Trump got elected any real evidence of criminal activity or collusion come out. And you never saw criminal referrals take place from these fake investigative committees in Congress because there was nothing there. In the case of what Comey and McCabe and Hillary and Obama and others did with Clapper, with Brennan and the deep state, it is crystal clear. Now, I was told by high-level sources over a year ago that Trump was intending to push for criminal indictments of the deep state for these very activities, but he had to be, quote, cleared first before he moved forward, or it looked like he was trying to block the investigation, the witch hunt. Now that it's been proven to be a total fraud, the witch hunt itself is the proof of crime, not of Trump and his supporters, but of the Democrats. We've seen a long train of abuse, the long train of illegal surveillance, of fake leaks, of perjury to Congress, of the attempt to overturn the 2016 election. And still, we see Congressman Murphy and others who, under Obama, before he left office, set up a CIA group within the Defense Department and titled the group Countering Foreign Disinformation and Propaganda Act to actually censor the internet and overturn the free press in this country and target myself and other members of the free press. The Democrats had wanted to get rid of Drudge Report and InfoWars openly, saying we violate federal election commission laws. That is pure bull and didn't work. So now they've gone with the clandestine model. And so President Trump doesn't just need to move against the high-level conspirators that go all the way up to Obama, but he must move against what's called stay-behind networks. That's the technical name. Trump calls them Obama and Hillary embeds inside the federal government who are still working in this criminal conspiracy to overthrow the presidency, to overthrow the electoral system, to even get rid of the Electoral College. And then they've already approached, when Obama was about to leave office, with an executive order, all 50 state attorney generals saying that they were going to federalize all future elections under Homeland Security. And Trump's not overturned that program. And so now, if they're able to take Trump out of office, you'll have the Democrats in control of future elections. So Obama did a bunch of stuff before he left that's illegal, that's criminal, that triggered all of this. He had executive directives that were classified, we now know, to illegally spy on Trump, to illegally spy on his family, to illegally spy on myself and Roger Stone and make up a bunch of crap. And now they've expanded it out, working with corporate media, universities, law firms, and think tanks to continue their criminal activity, their conspiracy against the electoral process in this country and against voters to bully and intimidate us into submission. If you see him pumping gas, if you see him at a grocery store, if you see him in a restaurant, you run him out of there, said Maxine Waters last year. And that's what they've been trying to do. They've been using the IRS to persecute nationalists and conservatives and Christians and myself and Trump because we still haven't gotten control of the government yet. And the Democrats are fighting like the devil to maintain control and to kick our populist rebellion out of power. The same globalists are battling populists in Europe and Latin America and Africa and Asia. The world's awakening, and that's the good news. But the main battle and war is now. But it is such incredibly good news that I can bring you that on this Sunday, Congressman Nunes, a man of incredible integrity and courage and strength, has come out and referred these criminal complaints, and more are coming. We must go after the deep state legally and lawfully through the criminal justice system. America must stand against this cancer and remove these rogue government operatives from our nation who are openly working with the Chi-Coms and others to take over this country. They are the globalist conspirators. They're the people that say America was never great. It'll never be great. They're the ones trying to create racial division in this nation. It's in the WikiLeaks that was their plan. These people are like comic book villains. And we have to stand against them. So I'm very proud of President Trump, Congressman Nunes, and many others, and I'm proud of all you for taking action, because we're getting very close to legally and lawfully locking her up. That's why Christina Amanpour, the big globalist, just last week said to Comey, shouldn't you arrest people that say lock up Hillary?
One question, because you just said lock her up, or lock me up. Of course, lock her up was a feature of the 2016 Trump campaign. Do you, in retrospect, wish that people like yourself, the head of the FBI, I mean, the people in charge of law and order, had shut down that language, that it was dangerous potentially, that it could have created violence, that it's kind of hate speech? Should that have been allowed?
You see, they want to lock us up because we're aware of their criminal activity and want them charged and then locked up. That's called classical authoritarianism, when the populist people that are tired of the tyranny want the bureaucratic dictatorship removed from their lives and try to vote them out. And their answer is they want to lock us up. They're not going to give up, folks. But we're not going to give up either. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. Whatever you do, spread the links. Whatever you do, spread the articles. Whatever you do, pray for the broadcast. Pray for America. Pray for the world. And we're praying for you. Now back to Owen Schroyer and the live Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. at Infowars.com/show.
And you just get the feeling here that the worm is starting to turn, the tide is starting to turn, and maybe some of these frustrations we've been having as Trump supporters will start to wane. And these criminal referrals by Nunes, which is just the beginning, I believe, is one of those signs. Another sign, and this is breaking right now, and again, this is InfoWars Tomorrow's News Today. I told you last week, Kirstjen Nielsen was probably on her way out. She has officially resigned, and President Trump has replaced her with Kevin McAleenan. And he will be acting as the new Department of Homeland Security head. Nothing against Kirstjen Nielsen. I think she was fine. She was good for media. She said the right things on TV. But let's just say she wasn't getting the job done, because illegal immigration is getting worse in this country. So I think this is also a sign of the worm turning, and perhaps the new DHS secretary is not going to allow illegal immigration to run rampant in this country as it has been. So this is all happening right now, leading up to the 2020 election, where I'm going over the Democrat list right now of their potential candidates. Oh my gosh. It is a comedy show what's happening on the Democrat ticket right now. But folks, InfoWars is steadfast in delivering you cutting-edge Tomorrow's News Today. And you know the censorship we endure, but we're here on air, thank God, thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got some big specials that are about to come to an end tonight. So take advantage of 60% off BrainForce Plus. Take advantage of 60% off DNA Force Plus. Take advantage of Survival Shield X2, 55% off. Take advantage of free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the survival gear. Check out the ball caps. Check out the t-shirts. Check out the supplements and more at InfoWarsStore.com. We're continuing to expand. Check out the best topical wound gel, the best topical care, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel. There is nothing better than that. It's literally the best.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Intriguing interview to the Hill newspaper yesterday, where he said the biggest threat facing Democrats and their attempt to oust Trump in 2020 and take control of the Senate is that they eat their own. But he used a more fancy term. He said Democrats are basically destroying each other in circular firing squads, where one guy shoots this guy, the guy behind that person shoots him, And each rifleman shoots the person in front of them, and it goes basically clockwise until everybody's dead. And with this huge field of 15 candidates or whatever it is running for the Democratic nomination, they're using all their weaponized propaganda that comes out of mainstream corporate media, Hollywood, the corrupt, out-of-control, anti-free speech, tyranny factories that are modern secondary education, our colleges. And he's basically saying in the interview, stop using our weaponized culture against each other. AOC is going to fly on jets and eat hamburgers and drive around in huge SUVs and wear $5,000 outfits. We have to attack everyone else that has any wealth or even drives a nice car to make them guilty and submit to us. This ideology of saying all white people are racist, this ideology of saying all men are bad, this ideology of saying the family is evil is only to take over society and make them guilty. We're not supposed to actually do it to ourselves, is what he's saying. But they seek power. And here's the key. The average leftist is unable to bully other people to follow their orders. And so when you simply laugh at them and ignore them and don't submit to them, they get angry and move on to who? To their own people. People already indoctrinated into the cult. And that's why they've got such a giant problem. They were supposed to breed this on the universities, transfer these cults to big tech, bully and suppress everyone, and then we were supposed to all submit to it, and then the culture kings could come out every month or so with the new edicts that we're all supposed to follow, what words we can use, what words we can't use. But because most of America, most of Europe, and most of the world are laughing at them and refusing to follow their orders, they are now panicking, and like a snake eating its tail, they are destroying themselves. That's why they're so angry. That's why they're so pissed, because they are literally an operating system, a cult trained by megacorporations through the universities, fostered by Hollywood, bolstered by mainstream media to believe they're the ruling class and they're supposed to rule. They're supposed to be in power. Of course, the average leftist is never going to be in any power. They're just useful idiot followers that bought in to what they believe was the dominant culture. What they really bought into was anti-Western, anti-Renaissance slavery. And there's Obama telling you what their soft underbelly is. That the fact that they're so vicious and so hateful and so bizarre, the fact that the public is rejecting that, so now they're only using it on each other and in the process destroying themselves. There's no end to the virtue signaling of the big corporations, and it seems like it doesn't make sense. It's not meant to. They're supposed to take people so far down the road of insanity that we don't question the first 500,000 miles of tyranny because they've already taken it 10 million miles. So they're trying to move the Overton window of what's acceptable so far into insanity that we think we're battling back just to have some basic norms, and in truth, they've already won the war. Here's a few examples of this just in the last few days. Rolls-Royce. At their factories and facilities and at their car dealerships, announced they're putting in holes in the ground, one-holers, because they think Muslims who aren't used to using toilet paper or having a toilet will be more at home squatting down and crapping into a hole in the ground. I'm not kidding. Meanwhile, the Muslims can sexually mutilate their daughters at birth all over Europe and have no-go zones, but they're putting up big signs inside the trains for the subways, in London and other areas, telling men to cross their legs, that it's a form of rape if you have your legs a little bit spread, like you're comfortable sitting back reading a newspaper, like I'm sitting right now, because it's comfortable. It'd be really uncomfortable to pull my leg up and sit here and talk to you like that. But see, it's really an act of rape, you see. It's all about how we're guilty in the West and how we're evil, we're bad. And more pundits, and Joe Biden comes out and says white men are inherently evil. On and on and on and on, creating and invoking societal breakdown because their globalist system is such a failure, they can only rule us if society crumbles, if it falls apart. Oh, and the communists always said that was their plan. Undermine capitalist societies because communism can't compete with it so that when it collapses, they have an authoritarian takeover. And that's what's now happened with people like Christina Amanpour, who speaks for the establishment, saying we should lock people up. I talk about this so much because the media is defending this. If you call for criminal investigations of the deep state, if you support Congress referring criminal indictments to the Justice Department for the deep state trying to overthrow the election, then you need to be locked up. You see, folks, we're beating them politically, culturally, economically. So the globalists want to overturn the chessboard and bring in tyranny. But as long as we hold the line and don't let them bully us and we exercise our free speech openly, we're going to win this fight. But that's why InfoWars is more critical than ever, because the globalists believe they can take the victory. We've had a populism and nationalism against globalism here on air that's spread all over the world and turn it into something bad and then destroy InfoWars and myself and this platform in the process to then intimidate everyone and take an image and a symbol, a flag, a signet of victory and turn it into defeat. But you're too smart for that, and you understand what's happening. So no matter what happens to me, we've been incredibly victorious in our fight, and it's worth it whatever the price is. But if we can hold this ship firm in the fight against the enemy, it's an even greater symbol of ongoing victory. We've done a lot together. I want to keep doing it together. So thank you all for your prayers, your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. Please spread this video. Please spread the links to local radio stations and realize you are the voice that overrides the censors. You are the resistance. You are victory.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back in studio here to Austin, Texas. We've just heard from Alex Jones. And I'm going to open up the phone lines for the final two segments of this Sunday show. I was thinking of the War Room phone number. The phone number for the studio is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. We'll take your calls. There's all kinds of stuff to talk about. The Democrat list of candidates is a laughingstock. And there's all kinds, you know, honestly, with all of this stuff happening, the potential World War III type scenario set up, or World War IV, depending on who you ask, is happening right now in Venezuela. And you've got China and Russia moving in, and now the United States debating intervention. It has all the signs of a much larger geopolitical conflict. And then you think culturally with socialism versus the free market, and then you think monetarily, financially with the petrodollar, and how Venezuela's collapsing. And then three really world powers moving in, the United States, China, and Russia, to try to get their stake. It could be big.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, we've got your phone calls lined up. I just want to recap the important things here today. Devin Nunes has just put out eight, at least, criminal referrals, including three targeting conspiracy and global leaks. Kirstjen Nielsen has resigned as the DHS secretary. Kevin McAleenan has taken over. Those are the two big developments happening right now. The Democrat nomination process is becoming a 20-ring circus. And I hope that the president understands what Pete Buttigieg's role is here. He is a gaslight to the president. He's putting out talking points and saying things specifically worded and targeted to generate a response from the president of the United States so that the media can then take that response and say that he's homophobic. So I hope the president understands that. Anybody that has the president's ear, make sure he does not respond to anything that comes out of Pete Buttigieg's mouth, because that's the only role that he's playing right now, to me, is to put out talking points that the president responds to, and then they can say, oh, look, the president's homophobic. But just add that to the list of circus act activity happening right now during the Democrat nomination process. I would like to say, as the headlines are coming out, U.S. anti-abortion film surprises box office success. Yeah, the other video, the doctor, what was it? what was that doctor's name? Gosnell? The biggest mass murderer in U.S. history, that abortion doctor. That movie was successful, so successful they had to pull it from theaters. But I'd like the audience to know that on May 26th, here in Austin, Texas, I am hosting another pro-life, anti-abortion rally, anti-government funding of Planned Parenthood rally, May 26th at noon at the Planned Parenthood on 7th Street in Austin. May 26th at noon at the Planned Parenthood on 7th Street in Austin, Texas, patriots will be gathering to protest government funding of Planned Parenthood. And we've got a foothold in Texas. We've just passed legislation that's moving us in the right direction. I'm working with a group of patriots in Texas. We've got the mayor's attention. He's scared to death of us. But now that there's some momentum on our side, maybe he'll listen to us. So May 26th, if you want to take part in my latest Stop Government Funding of Abortion rally outside of a Planned Parenthood in Austin, Texas, May 26th at noon at Planned Parenthood on 7th Street in Austin is the opportunity. And if you want to, before that, we're going to be going to the state cemetery here, and we're going to do a flag lay on the veterans' cemeteries, the cemetery here on their headstones. So that's also something you can take part in if you want to be a part of that as well. That's coming up Sunday, May 26th. Looking forward to seeing some of you out there. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Let's start with Michael calling in from Rhode Island. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
How's it going, buddy?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I'm just going to call about AOC. Who knows what drug she's on? She just stopped popping the Adderall. That's all I can say.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody about that because, I mean, we kind of joke around, but she really is whacked out on something. I mean, she really is tweaking on something. And maybe it is just a big pharmaceutical pill. And look, I know a lot of people probably in this audience take, you know, Adderall or Ritalin or whatever, and it's fine. It works for you. But I know I've had friends that got hooked on that stuff and started tweaking, and it really took them to a bad place.
Yeah, she's definitely abusing that, man. I mean, she's doing something ain't right. But you know, I hope it's a lesson to people of New York that she doesn't get in, people like her don't get in again. I mean, just bad. How could you vote for this lady? She's horrible.
Well, I mean, you know, maybe she was giving out free drinks before she got elected. You know what I'm saying?
That free stuff, man.
Come by the bar for a free shot. Vote for me.
Exactly, buddy. All right, man. You have a good night.
All right, Michael. Thanks for calling. Let's call. Let's go now. Ed calling in from Texas on Venezuela. Go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, how you doing, Mike? Mike, I'm getting very disturbed what's going on with you guys at InfoWars. And I'm not the only one getting disturbed. I see your old buddy. Well, actually, Alex Jones' old partner, really. Jason Burmas and the other guy there on Vandowski on We Are Change. For him to urge the other day we should send 300,000 troops into Venezuela. By the way, you're not even giving a real story about Venezuela, how the sanctions have destroyed that country more than their socialism. That, what's his name? That's Bandero, but is actually a Christian. He's not a full-fledged communist.
All right, well, okay. Now look, Ed, hold on, Ed. I'm not going to necessarily disagree with you, but you call in, you get my name wrong, you don't even know the president of Venezuela's name, but let me just address what you're bringing up, and then I think we could actually stick on this road with another caller. I actually agree with you, and I don't want any intervention in Venezuela, and when Alex said that on air, this is one of the few times where Alex and I have a disagreement. However, when I listened to what Alex was saying and understood the larger picture, it makes sense to me. Now, I'm still not for intervention in Venezuela. I'm still anti-intervention. But when you see what's going on over there, and then you tie it into the larger picture with the petrodollar and with Russia and China getting involved, knowing how that country is collapsing and all these migrant waves are coming north to America, now all of a sudden you see why our interest is to get in there, stabilize, and make sure our interests are accomplished in Venezuela and not Chinese interests. So I understood what Alex was saying. That's kind of a basic breakdown, but I'm still anti-intervention. So before you sit here and say, oh my gosh, I'm so sad where InfoWars has gone, you know, slow down a little bit because we're not a cult here. I'm not for intervention in Venezuela. Maybe Alex is. We're not in a cult. He has his reasons why he thinks it needs to be done. I understand where he's coming from. So does that make sense to you, Ed? Is there anything else you want to say?
No, because the thing is this, it goes against everything the man stood for. You know, he used to have people on like Gary Webb. The late Gary Webb. He used to have people.
All right,
like,
let's not sit here and talk about guests that maybe have come on or have not. If Venezuela collapses and China ends up running, basically running that for their interest, and they send a million migrants to America, does that help us, Ed, or should we stop that?
They're not sending any migrants to the U.S. If we
you're not even listening, are you? If Venezuela collapses, where are those people going to go? They're not going south.
Leave them alone and stop the sanctions, and they won't.
Okay, you clearly can't listen. Ed, what do you want to do if Venezuela collapses and they send migrants north? It's already happening. What do you think should be done about that?
I think we need to build a wall, but at the same time, it's not from Venezuela that the people are coming, all right? And they're coming because of policies this country has done under people like Elliot Abrams,
You've read Confessions of an Economic Hitman, haven't you?
No, I never did.
Well, you should read that book, and you might have a little more ammo calling in. Thanks for the call. Look, Ed, I'm not disagreeing with you as far as intervention is concerned, but you have to understand there is a situation in Venezuela that has to be addressed. You say you want to build a wall. I agree with you. Why do we want to build a wall? Because there's way too many people coming here from south of our border illegally that need stuff. They need food. They need shelter. They need money. They need transportation. Venezuela collapses. That's going to create millions more in need that are going to make their way to our southern border. Do you disagree with that?
Yeah, don't hack their power system. So they have the blackouts.
You think the U.S. is hacking their power system? You think that's not the socialist country collapsing? You think we're hacking their power grid?
You need to go back in the net. You need to go with people like...
I just asked you a basic question, Ed. Hey, let me ask you this. If the power grid is getting hacked, doesn't that mean there has to be something happening internally in Venezuela too?
When a powerful country like the United States, and I hate saying United States because I'm not...
All right.
This government is behind it. There's something like they're capable of doing it, okay? As well as causing violence there. And as
okay,
well as
all right, Ed, I get it. I get it. You're anti-intervention. I'm anti-intervention too. But you know, you can't be an ignorant peacenik and just assume, oh, just hands off, nothing's ever going to happen. No, there's real issues that need to be addressed. And then when you look at the petrodollar and how that could implicate our economy, something needs to be done. That's all I'm saying.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
We're going to take a couple more calls, but just to kind of, again, respond to the last caller, I am a non-interventionist. I don't want to go into Venezuela. I don't want American lives in Venezuela. Having said that, I recognize what's happening there and how that could implicate the United States. Our economy, our culture, our southern border. So something has to be done. And with China and Russia moving in, well, do you think Venezuela's interests are going to be taken care of, or maybe China's? Again, I'm just saying there's an issue there. It needs to be addressed. And I don't want a million Venezuelans now coming to our southern border because Venezuela's socialist hellhole collapses. And China just sends them all up here to collapse us. So we'll see how that all goes. Plus the petrodollar. And that's just complicated stuff. But it's also a very important issue down there. So let's go to Pastor Sam, who actually wants to talk about this. Calling in from Texas today. Go ahead, Sam.
There was a great story listed on Drudge, Owen. It was on CBSN by journalist Adam Yamaguchi, where he detailed that it is Venezuelans coming across. He actually hired a guide, to go across the Darien Gap, 60 miles of jungle through this part of Panama where there aren't really any roads. And now it's out in the open. Now, we'd already proved that. It's InfoWars. It's on my website. The Congressman Norma J. Torres interview. It's on YouTube, where in that interview it's admitted that many of these migrants are coming from Venezuela. But this new documentary out, it's an hour-long documentary where he actually crosses the hardest part of the jungle and the part where there's no roads or buses, and then goes all the way up to Mexico and comes up to the U.S. So it's known that this migration crisis, the border crisis, is the Venezuela crisis. It is the Nicaragua crisis. And it is absolutely true that the Chinese and the Russians are looking out for their own interests. With the election of Bolsonaro in Brazil, that was the American foothold. Brazil is the B in BRICS. And they lost that foothold to come into the Americas, not only to collapse our migrant situation, but to collapse the American dollar. And once they lost their foothold in Brazil, the only toehold that they can fight for is Venezuela. And that's why it's so vicious. One thing that I'd like to add is I do believe that the U.S. is behind the cyber attacks in Venezuela. Nobody's really come out and admitted that, from my studies of insurgency and counterinsurgency, that's the way that I see it. I'd also like to state that three different Houston refineries have exploded in as many weeks, Owen. And I'm really
shocked. Yeah, and it doesn't get too much coverage either.
No, it doesn't.
People have died. They've had to clear out towns.
Yes. And then the tornado hit the same place today. I spoke with Heidi Cruz after the second one exploded. And I said, look, we've had two fineries explode in 2 weeks, along with the North Hydro hack, which damaged severely a company.
Yeah, and then you've got China hacking Navy ships. You've got all the stuff that happened in California with those wildfires and the anomalies. I mean, you know, it's just out of control, honestly.
Last comment on that, Owen. The president came back from Buenos Aires on December the 1st, knowing that he had to fight Russia and China, and his plan is to defend the hemisphere, and I'm all for him with that.
Which is too bad. It's really too bad that we've now been painted into this crossfire with Russia, when Russia should be our strongest ally right now. You know, just F these Democrats, man. These Democrats putting Russia and the United States against each other. I mean, just F you. Thanks for the call, Pastor Sam. I mean, it's just sick, man. Let's go to Bill calling in from St. Louis, Missouri. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Owen. I don't know what the temperature's like down there, but it got to 80 degrees up here.
Man, I'm not going to lie. There was some Cardinal baseball at Busch this weekend. I know it was nice. I was nostalgic.
Oh, yeah. I'm more nostalgic over the Blues.
The Lose, St. Louis Lose hockey. But come on, you've called in to call, yes. Don't vote Democrat. What's up?
Exactly. I mean, if you think about what's going on, they cry bloody murder when our president tries to bring troops home from the other side of the world. They cry bloody murder when he wants to bring troops down to the southern border. They claim that there's no emergency down there, that there's no problem down there, and they want everybody that comes in to vote, citizen or not.
And see, what you're saying is absolutely true. And I look at someone like Tulsi Gabbard, who gets no credit right now running as a Democrat for president. She's probably their best option, but, you know, they don't want her, so they just bury her. You know, they want a Kamala Harris, who doesn't know what year she attended college. They want a Elizabeth Warren, who claims to be Indian, even though she's not. You know, that's what the Democrats are into. But even Tulsi Gabbard is pro-wide-open border. And I'm just like, man, Tulsi, you're so logical on all these other things, and you want to be level-headed. But to sit here and say there's no emergency at the southern border, what, are you blind? I mean, I guess she's from Hawaii, so she doesn't have to deal with it. Tulsi, here in the mainland, we've got a damn crisis on our hand.
Absolutely, we do. And, you know, I know that there are some good Democrats, and people are going to argue with me. What do you mean, don't vote Democrat? I mean, my attitude is that the Democratic Party no longer deserves to exist because of all the things they've been doing.
And the only reason it exists is because Hollywood and mainstream news props it up.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, it's hard for me to say up here in St. Louis, you know, Democrat controlled. I'm actually in a suburb, but anyway, it's hard for me to say that up in this area because it's controlled by Democrats, and people look at me with a sort of a drabble look, if you know, remember the cartoon? And
yeah, but St. Louis is, you know, St. Louis and St. Louis County is very conservative, and I think it's starting to come around.
Yeah, it is. I run into a lot of people online. I do my own Facebook show, and I'm amazed I haven't been bumped off because I don't say what they want me to say.
But Missouri's one of those states that can be looked at as why we have the Electoral College, because Kansas City and St. Louis, the cities, usually vote blue, and then every other county votes red. And so, and Missouri usually goes red because of that, but that's like what they want to do with the Electoral College to erase it so that New York and Los Angeles can determine the fate of the entire country, and that's not what it's supposed to be like. Thanks for the call, Bill. Let's jump to Ken in West Virginia. Go ahead, Ken.
Yes, hello. I've heard that they played the Stones' Sympathy for the Devil song at the Trump rally in El Paso and at Grand Rapids. And I think it'd be great if they take that song out and put the Max Romeo, put on the iron shirt and chase Satan out of Earth. I mean, what do you say?
Well, I know that the president always plays the Rolling Stones at his rallies, so I'm not sure if there's any significance to that. Maybe you can put in a request on Twitter and he might hear it. Thanks for the call, Ken. Let's jump to Dennis in Kentucky. Go ahead, Dennis. You're on the air.
Owen, we got to keep Pearl Pure King going. We got to keep the Alexa Pure Breeze going. People, right now it is your time to get your Patriot seeds and grow your own food. Grow some food, help your family out, get those other two things I was talking about, and take care of home first.
Man, listen to how clear Dennis is. Dennis, your head sounds clear. Your voice sounds clear. You sound good. You must be breathing in some clean air and drinking some clean water.
I have to. You know, that's what happens when you filter the racism out of your air and water and your food.
Filter that Democrat racism right out of your water.
I kid you not. As a man coming from Chicago, living there for 30 years, knowing that it's a camera on every block, and you got four corners on a street corner, there's a camera on every one. So I don't see how anybody can get through with anything, but just to press forward. I did call in about something specific. I do want to thank Pastor for actually saying that, because that is the absolute truth. People need to understand that. What that man said earlier was the absolute truth. Hey, caller Ed, please do me a favor. Do your research before you call Infowars.com/show at any given time. I don't care if you're watching David Knight at 8 a.m. I don't care if you're watching Alex Jones at 11. I don't care if you're watching Owen at 3. But you need to know what you're talking about, please, people, when you call. And no cursing.
Well, the thing is, and it wasn't even that I disagreed with Ed. It's just like Ed's going to come at me like, oh, my gosh, InfoWars is so bad. You guys want to, you know, invade Venezuela. I never said I wanted to invade Venezuela. We're not a cult here. Everyone's allowed their own opinion. So it's just, and maybe I got a little too upset, but I don't like people thinking I'm in a cult because I work at InfoWars. Alex Jones doesn't tell me how to think. Even though I come on here and host a show, get it? He's for free speech. He's for free thought. That's why they hate him so much. Thanks for the call, Dennis. That does it for this Sunday. Folks, I'm doing something special tomorrow morning, and then I'm hosting the Alex Jones Show. We'll be hearing from Alex, too. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, and in the meantime, stay classy, InfoWarriors.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.